Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. All right. What's up, guys? Chris Thorndike, Factory Forge, joined by Andrea Ramos, our marketing director. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
So today we're diving in to our third system, which is enrolling people at the right price. And it's one of my favorite topics. I think that there's such a opportunity, we'll call it, for us to become a professional career and industry by adjusting this one thing. And I think it's also the biggest opportunity for many gyms out there to revisit their pricing. And a lot of gyms that we've talked to, you know, honestly haven't looked at their pricing model and what they include in terms of value so that they can stand out from their competitors. So today is going to be, you know, a great topic for those of you guys out there that have been maybe wondering what goes into setting your prices, what goes into changing the actual service so that you do stand out and you can get, you know, higher levels of pricing. And you know, this is going to have massive impact on people's income, the resources that they're going to be able to provide for their gym owners, their members. And in addition to that, just being able to think about investing in employees or, you know, improving the quality of their experience because they now have, you know, the revenue to do that. So that's why I'm excited to open this up. And you get a chance to, you know, hear a lot of the concerns out there that are coming in. Where do you think the market is right now in terms of, let's just say, ability and awareness to increase the price? What's the thing holding them back most?
Well, I think that a lot of what we hear, so first of all, it all kind of starts from, like, how did you even pick that price? Like, why are you charging $150, $175 a month? And typically what we hear is some sort of version of, well, when we opened, we weren't the first gym in town. There were really expensive gyms and there were really cheap gyms. And so we didn't want to be the expensive one and we didn't want to be the cheapest one. So we picked somewhere in the middle and then, you know, add a little more, which is so interesting that that is like very common amongst gym owners that's the way that they pick their price. I have yet to meet someone who was like, well, I took into my expenses and my profit margin and what I wanted to pay myself. And then I calculated how many people I could serve. And then I got this price point, which is like what you should do. And so that's kind of like to start. And I think being at that stage of, you know, I kind of just picked this and this is quote unquote normal in my community kind of puts you in a little bit of like a weird position where now you're like, wait, but if I have to increase, I'm now going to be too expensive. No one's going to buy from me. Why would they buy from me if a gym down the street is $50 less? Like, and so it's almost kind of like the entire industry has like shot themselves in the foot because it's going to take like some lone wolves to kind of like push the industry towards like, actually guys, in order for us to be profitable and make a professional income and build a, you know, a career from our gym business, we should all be somewhere around 200, 250, and depending on, you know, your factors or your, where you are. And so, yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at as in industry. And then there's like, yeah, just a lot of fears that come up with, I'm going to lose my members. What if people think I'm being greedy? You know, like what if I can't enroll enough people to cover those who left? There's no way, you know, people would all like leave if I bumped it up even $15 or yeah. So yeah, just a bunch of mind drama that kind of comes up when, you know, moving towards making a decision that's actually necessary for your gym to thrive and grow, you know, at the level that you want it to.
Yeah, you mentioned needing a new system for a new way of really setting the right price for you. And I think that's a really important part to just recognize, and I think smash this idea that you're going to find your price by looking at your competitors. And if, guys, we focus on that first, we have to just recognize and call what it is. Everyone out there has a different rent. Everyone out there has a different circumstance. And if you try to price yourself accordingly, you don't know their situation. You know, I've talked about this, Andrea, you know, over the years, but, you know, when I was single, I could operate on way less income. You know, I have roommates and I was splitting rent at $300 a month and life was like lean. And then, you know, as you get, you know, married, as you know, expenses start to come up. You know, you're buying stuff for the house, you're traveling more, your overall cost of running your life just increases. Then you add kids into the mix and then it really grows. You know, talk to anyone with kids that has a daycare bill, you know, and it just massively grows. So what I'm saying, guys, is that as your life changes, your cost of living goes up. So if you're trying to compete with the college kid or, you know, the guy just out of school that has no other people depending on him or that expense level, you could be playing with fire. And what I want to be very clear with you guys on is there is a mathematical formula for establishing the right price. And the more you can detach, in my opinion, from what the price is, and just say, hey, I need to get the money out of the way. That's what I have to charge. The sooner we can really get closer to answering what I think the real problem is how do I move forward with the right price? How do I implement that? How do I start talking to people and getting them in the door and actually enrolling them? And that's a really good, you know, transition point, Andrea, to just say, hey, the price is the price. We can show you from a math standpoint and you can cut corners, but you're going to cut out the things that I find essential, you know, like marketing budgets, like having guidance, to run your business and have training for your team and like all the essential things that keep a business growing. You can cut corners, but it's going to cost you. And that's where many people I think are stuck right now is they have not priced themselves in a position to profit or grow. And that is why if you're, you know, listening to this and you say, hey, there's not a lot left over. There's not the income that I thought I'd be making. Well, it's time to revisit how you price your membership.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important to just recognize that there is like a very mathematical way to find what that price point is. And so for us, it's like, okay, you take the operating expenses, you take into rent, you take into consideration payroll taxes, you take into consideration what do you need to be making as a owner of the business, factor that in, and then kind of figure out how many people you can serve at a, you know, at a high quality level, and then just take those two numbers, divide how much does it cost to run the gym? How many people can I serve? Great. My price point is, let's just kind of, you know, pick one, $245 a month. That's what I need to charge. So that's like the logical, like there is no way around it. Now, a lot of people will be like, yeah, there is, I'll just enroll more people so that I don't like have to charge that much. And it's like, okay, yes. But when you start adding more people, you're going to have to start adding more classes. And when you add more classes, you're going to either add more coaches or more payroll. And when you add more to run the business, you're going to add more expenses, which then is going to cut into your profit and your income, which there is no, you don't need to do that, right? Like you don't need to just kind of, it almost kind of feels like in your brain, like the easier route, like I'd rather just enroll more people so I don't have to like come to terms with this price increase. And that's not the right, and that this is where the emotional side of the price increase comes in, right? So there's like the logical side, like it is what it is. That's just a number. It's a neutral number. You're choosing to make it mean like everyone's going to leave. And that's where we kind of go into like the mindset part of like a price increase, which I think honestly is the thing that holds everybody back. Cause no one can look at the numbers and be like, no, that's wrong. It really is right. Like, but I don't want to do that. So what are my options? Oh, actually, I won't get paid enough. Oh, we don't need that much profit. And so then you start kind of justifying your fear and your inaction. And you know, you don't end up making decisions that are going to best serve your business, your employees, your, you know, income, your lifestyle. And so, yeah, I think it's important to like, there is the logical side. But a lot of it is, getting past like the mindset trauma that is created when that comes up.
Yeah. So let's dive into that. Cause I think, and guys, if you want help with this, you know, from a formula standpoint, the reason why we're going to, you know, push right into the mindset, I think that is, the hottest point of this, you know, issue we're facing. But go over to factoryforgegyms.com profit formula training. Go ahead and download our calculator. We'll walk you through how to get your number, your specific number. And that is, what Andrea is talking about when the math is the math. It's going to tell you exactly what you need, nothing more, nothing less, in order to charge the right price. And when you have seen that, I think there's this moment where you sit there and you look at it and you're like, wow, I'm, you know, $30 off, or I'm $60 off. I'm, you know, just a few dollars off. It's going to give you, I think, validation that I'm either on track and I'm charging the appropriate amount, or wow, I need to make some serious changes here to get my business turned around, or this model that I've been using, this practice of, you know, bringing people in at an arbitrary number that maybe is dated or based on someone else's financial situation, is not right for you. So when you realize what that number is, it goes into now, how do I go do that? How do I implement that so I can be successful and get the things that I want? I want the income. I want the resources for my members to buy, you know, better equipment, you know, improve the training experience. I want to be able to think about hiring staff, but you need resources, guys. And in this line of work, that is cash flow. Okay. So let's talk about the hesitations. Why would someone not do this? Even though logically they are able to see it, what's going to hold someone back?
I think it comes down to three big beliefs. And I haven't shared this like thought process with you. So we're going to like dissect this in real time. So my interpretation is like, you don't believe three things. And if you believe these three things, I think you could sell confidently, no drama about it. And they're all, I like to call them like the three B's, three beliefs. Number one, you don't have belief in you as the person selling. Like, can I actually deliver this? Like, do I have the capacity, knowledge, expertise to you know, actually sell this and say that I can solve someone's problem? So that's number one. The second B is you don't have belief in the program. So I don't actually believe my program is worth $245 a month. Like, what are they paying for? They're just paying for classes. Orange Theory does this and they charge $135 a month. Like, what makes me and my program that much more valuable? So there's like a lack of belief in those two. And the last one, and this one actually is the most important one, and a lot of people have so much drama about this. They don't believe in the people. They don't believe that the people will make the decision to buy into the program and the gym owner. And so those three beliefs, when not fully rooted and not fully like confidently there, just end up creating so much drama around, you know, like, oh, well, I don't think anyone in my hometown would actually even pay for that. Like, it's a small rural area. There's no way. You don't believe in the, you don't believe in your people. You don't believe that they're going to make the best decision for their health, which is also kind of sad, right? Like, you are a coach. You should hold space for people making challenging decisions. And you're already like, no, I don't think you'd do that. Let me just keep you comfortable. Let me just keep you in this price range, when you haven't really like developed the belief that people pay for things they value. I promise you, like, everybody has an iPhone. Everybody has, you know, like the luxuries that they've chosen to bring into their life because they value those things. And if you can, as the owner, can articulate the value of your program and how it will benefit them, trust that they will make the best decision for themselves. So anyways, to summarize, I'm kind of going on a tangent.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I'll, you know, summarize that. The real 3 points, guys, is, you know, is there a fear of whether people will stay in you, and that's holding back? Maybe you're afraid, you know, your long-term members, your current members won't see the value, and what you have built could disappear tomorrow. That's a legit fear. And, you know, I want to work through that here in a moment. And then the other one is fear that, you know, my market's too small, or my income level per household won't make that type of purchase. And again, that's a legit fear we have to work through. And then the belief in the program, I'm not enough. I'm not providing, you know, the service. My equipment is not nice or new enough. My facility's not big enough, right? These are all things that are standing in your way. And I promise you, after 15 years of being in this industry and working with hundreds of gyms, this is not unique. So people are solving this every day. And we need to talk through some of these things so you can have this shift too. And let's start with, you know, will people buy? Okay, because this is generally where we start getting into the strategy. It's a lot easier to change your price. And Andre, I know this for a fact, a lot of owners are more open about changing price for new people coming in the door because they don't know any different and they don't have any expectations. So talking about, you know, this with someone might be more comfortable for you. But the truth is, if you're standing in front of someone and you go through, you know, what's included in your membership, and you have the belief and you have that, a lot of this understanding comes from, they will transform their lifestyle, their habits, their spending habit to achieve this thing that they want, because they've been thinking about this. They've been searching, they've been trying other things and don't have a solution for it. Otherwise, guys, they wouldn't have called you. And that's a massive shift, is when you recognize that you've made it, you know, to third base in this scenario, where the last thing to do is to convey the steps and how you're going to get this person on track. They could have gone anywhere else, but they came to you. And that, for a lot of owners out there that, you know, run our model and have said that they gain their strength through understanding that they're a coaching program, they start to recognize that if this person doesn't move forward with them, they don't have another option. They're not going to get that result. So guys, that person is literally transforming their self into the person that needs to become, they want to become, because what they're currently doing is not working. How they're spending their money right now is not working. So I love your, you know, message on this, Andre. It's like, you can't put yourself in their checkbook. You can't put yourself in their pocket, because if you try to hop in there, you're going to self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah. So
people are ready to buy. They're buying right now. They're buying every single day, guys. It's just recognizing that we are literally transforming their lifestyle. And that includes how they're sending their money towards their health, not just the habits of showing up to class.
Yeah. And I think a big also sort of like limiting belief about money is, well, if I, you know, get them to pay this much, I'm like taking money from them, or I'm, you know, they're going to think, my members are going to think I'm greedy, or, you know, I do this for fun. Like, I do this for like, to have an impact and serve the community And, you know, all of these like different like sneaky thoughts come in there and really get in your way. And I think it's interesting where it's like, well, we don't do this for the money. It's like, because if you actually did this for pure fun and just like out of the goodness of your heart, like, why wouldn't you just host like a free workout at the park every weekend? Right? Like, yep. You didn't. You chose to open a business, and this business was supposed to provide for your family. And that's all we're talking about here. Like, how can we get you as the owner to have a professional income that supports your lifestyle, right? Like, we're not talking about like you becoming like a multimillionaire because you're charging all these, like, that's not the aim here. Like, you want to just run like a profitable business. That's not a bad desire. And so I think a lot of times, like, those sneaky thoughts of like, yeah, well, I would do this for free, and I don't want to charge that much. Like, I don't want to take money from them. I understand where it comes from. Like, comes from like a good place where you do feel like you do have like a servant's heart, and you do want to serve people, and like, people really are like important. But those things are not mutually exclusive. Like, you can have that kind of heart posture towards people and service and still charge what you're worth, still charge a level that provides for your family. Like, those two can like coexist, and it doesn't mean you're greedy or a bad person. So,
and when you do that, I actually think you gain more energy, more enthusiasm, more ability to help, because you're going to worry less about, you know, money and stress and anxiety over the thing that you need to survive and you need to provide for family. So I think there's a huge ability to conquer this particular fear and mindset over money. And when you're on the other side of it, you look back and you're like, why didn't I do this sooner? I can give more. I have more resources to pump back into my community. So I think that's a great point, on, you know, will people buy? Let's talk through one that I know is very, important. You know, the people that have shown you loyalty, the people that, have, you know, been involved and maybe seen the changes you've made in your business, and you feel like you owe them, right? Some sort of, indebtedness. Because they've stuck around through, you know, these business cycles. Let's open that. You know, do I have the people's confidence to raise rates and have that those people that I love, that I care about, you know, stay with me? How do we overcome that?
Yeah. So that one, I think, is the biggest. Like, also one of like the big things that stops people. And I think, again, you have to separate, you have to just like look at the situation from two lenses, right? And I think what ends up happening is you mix those two lenses and then create all these stories. So the circumstance is, hey, I need to raise my rates by $40 in order to be profitable. If I don't do that, then I'm choosing to not pay myself a professional salary. I'm choosing to not run a profitable business. And so that's kind of like the circumstance. And then the thoughts about that circumstance is, when I raise my rates, like, my members are going to think things about me. They're gonna, you know, I feel like you said, indebted to their loyalty because they've been with me from day one. And because we're in a people industry, like, you see your customers every day, there is like a level of like relationship that other businesses just don't have to deal with, right? Like, Spotify is like, hey, we're bumping $10. It is what it is. I've never met anyone at Spotify. They're just kind of like, this is whatever. If you know, deal with it.
Or leave it. Yeah.
And then you have to just decide. But it's different when you see people every single day and, you know, they share their lives with you and they let you into what's going on in their lives. And maybe they shared like, you know, this is a stretch for me, but I do it. And, you know, like you know, you just kind of like create all these stories and you kind of feel this pressure of like, but I have to keep it there because I know these people and they're my friends. And like, I like, there is like a compassion and like an understanding, but at the end of the day, you're running a business and you charging at a level that is profitable, again, is not a bad thing. And I think you just need to separate those two. Like, just because I'm doing this doesn't mean I'm being disloyal. I think that's kind of like the like false belief is like, if I raise my rates, it means like I don't like you, or it means that I'm unloyal, or it means that I'm choosing to be like mean or greedy to you. And it's like, no, they're separate. These are separate. And it's like, we don't want to operate under, this is just business, because that loses the value of like the relationship and service. But we do have to have a healthy grasp on both. Like, this is a business move and I need to make good business decisions for myself and my company. That being said, like, with that comes this level of service that is going to still have you in the best possible program that you can be in, right? So it's not like you're just kind of taking money. Like, your value exchange is going to increase. Like, your people are still going to be taken care of. Like, they're still going to be looked after. They're still going to like have the best program in your local market. So yeah, I think like just disassociating those like beliefs that again creep up with, well, if I do this, then that means this about me. If I do that, then it means this about my character. And it's like, whoa, you're like attached. You need to like disassociate those.
Let's look at it as truly like a product, right? So I love home improvement projects. You know, I go into Home Depot, I buy what I want or need for my project. I honestly, you know, am aware of the price, but at some point those prices are changing and fluctuating, you know, and like at one point 2x4s were like 3 times the amount, 4 times the amount. And if there was a project that I was vested in, I'm buying the thing. No different from walking the grocery store. Those prices are fluctuating every single day, you know, based on inflation and cost of production, supply, demand. But what do? If we walk in the grocery store and we see, you know, our favorite bag of oatmeal or something, we're buying that bag. And even if it's gone up a few, you know, cents or more. So we are already doing this as consumers, but it's typical in those situations. And for us, like you said, that closeness, but if we treated ourselves like truly a product, this is just a natural part of every single person's life that they're already making this decision. So I'll say it like this. I found a significant amount of power and energy from making this decision to increase rates because it proved to me that my clients truly want what I am providing and they value it just like they value their other favorite things. And they showed that by saying, you're absolutely the place that I need to train. I want to train because of what I get back. And, you know, just recently we had Alex. Alex came out of our Momentum program with increasing his rates nearly $40. And this month coming up, his recurring revenue is going to jump up $2,200 a month from making this change. And he had so much stress and anxiety when we went through this process, which was normal. And afterwards, it's almost like he was disappointed. And what I mean by that, it's like he had like one or two people message him about the price change just for like deeper level of clarity. Other than that, it was almost like the price went up and like nobody cared was his, you know, description. And it's such a good point at this, you know, conversation level, because that's just how people are, meaning that they will choose the things that they want and find value in and move forward and no big deal. I'm not saying you're not going to have people that ask questions or, you know, complain, but the majority, guys, of the people that you are having impact on and influencing, they will not leave because they value what you're doing. And this is the opportunity to level up too. We're not talking about increasing rates and just sitting back. Yeah. We're saying, hey, if you want to believe in your program, this third, you know, piece holding people back, you got to keep making it better. You've got to see inside and out how the inputs that you have of, you know, getting people to class and holding them accountable, having a great class experience, top notch, making sure you have guidance involved in, you know, that training program, that continues to get better. And what we're saying is that belief system will only grow and only give you more confidence so that you can truly back it up and communicate it so crystal clear that there's not a doubt in your mind. And if they had to talk to a friend about the program, why you're better than the option, even the cheaper option, $100 less, it's because you're special. You've got the thing that they want, that they truly believe in. And that's where I see, Andrea, the connection is when you recognize that you believe in yourself, you believe in your program, you will recognize that people will stay for the right reasons, and you have to be that program that can back it up. Absolutely. And then you have to recognize that, hey, people buy what they want. And if you make yourself desirable and valuable, they will want you.
Yeah. And just kind of wanted to make a point. Let's say you raise your rates and your most faithful gym member who's been with you for 10 years decides to leave. And it like hurts your feelings because you feel a level of rejection. And you're like, but we go way back. You're like one of my like day one customers. I think that's also like good to note that that doesn't have to mean anything about you or your business. It just has to do with like, okay, that person no longer values this at the level that they might have on day one. And to some degree, like I did my job. I delivered the transformation. So that could be like they graduated from like what I can offer them. And maybe like, you know, they're now at a different stage in their fitness journey. But I think a lot of times, like we think about these scenarios and the rejection we might feel in these business moves, and we let that emotional fear guide our business decisions. And that's not a good place to be, right? Like your business doesn't actually need to make you feel good. Like that's not the point of your business. Your business needs to be profitable and provide for your team and your family. And that might require making some uncomfortable decisions that put you in a position where you might feel like sad that someone's leaving. You might feel rejected. You might feel disappointed. And that doesn't mean you made a bad decision. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean anything's wrong. It just means you're human and you're going to feel the wave of emotions that come with being human. But a lot of times I think people make their business responsible for their feelings. And it's like, that's not the point of a business. That's the point of your own emotions and how you regulate your own feelings. So just wanted to say that because I think a lot of times we make comfortable decisions because we're like, I don't want to feel that. If that's you, like, get curious, like, why is that happening?
It's so true. And, you know, it's said that, you know, it takes struggle and challenge to change. And this is that opportunity for a lot of you out there to, you know, achieve the things that you've wanted. And it's the same thing we're telling our clients that have fears about starting, you know, fitness programs, is they have to trust the process that you've laid out for them. And how can they do that? And how can you speak confidently about that if you yourself don't believe in it 100% and can back it up to the point where you on the back end of your business are just barely hanging on? You know, they want a coach that is 100%, you know, invested in the program. And sometimes that means you guys have to be whole before you can really get to the next level of your own potential in your business. And this is one of the first steps you can do, is make sure you have all the resources you need to take care of income, to take care of profit, and get the money out of the way. And we'll help you do that here at Forge. So for those of you guys out there that really are interested and feel it in your gut that it's time to start enrolling the right people at the right price, we need to talk, because we have a system that's helping gym owners establish a simple and easy to run gym that's profitable. And we want to show you how that system works. So reach out to us. Let us know where you're at. We will help you overcome not just setting the right price, but also understanding how to get past a lot of these things inside your head, and know that that is absolutely normal. But to get to the next level, we'll help guide you through the process of overcoming that and getting to your goal.
Yeah. So head to www.factoryforge.com/apply and just learn more about us, our framework, the ways that we just help you build a simple, easy to run, profitable business that is just a lifestyle business, a lifestyle gym that gives you the income that you need to live the lifestyle you want.
If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program, where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working, by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.